Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sure, Taylor Swift has sold millions of records to today's teenagers, but my next guest, Charles Lloyd, sold a million records to their grandparents. His 1967 album, Forest Flower, was the soundtrack to the flower power generation. And decades later, he's still going strong. Along the way, he's had a knack for finding talented young pianists. Herbie Hancock, Keith Jarrett, and now, Jason Moran. Charles Lloyd and Jason Moran are both here today to play live for us, and they're going to start us off with the piece called Mirror. Here is Charles Lloyd and Jason Moran live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is Charles Lloyd playing the tenor sax, Jason Moran at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio. Mirror is the name of that piece. It's the title track from the latest album by Charles Lloyd. Charles and Jason, to the two of you, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
First time that we've had the two of you here together. Now, this Charles has become kind of an intergenerational collaboration between you and Jason. How did you guys first meet?
It's a beautiful thing. We have beginner's mind, so we find each other in this lifetime. We met at Carnegie Hall. I played a concert with my group Sangam with Zakir Hussain and Eric Harlan. And Jason was in the audience, and he and Eric Harlan grew up together in Houston. Mm-hmm. So I went backstage to visit Eric's mother, who had come up from Houston for the concert. And lo and behold, there was Jason, and I didn't know Jason. This was 5 years ago. And Eric introduced us, and we embraced for some magnetic reason. And Jason said, "Your music touched me all the way to my backbone." And that's a Southern thing, so I knew what that meant. And a couple of days later, Eric called and said, "Jason wants to play with you."
Hmm.
I was quiet, and then he said, "He understands." And I said, "Welcome."
So it sounds, Jason, like there's a Southern thing, and maybe you use the term, Charles, beginner's mind. It's kind of an Eastern, almost Zen-like thing. But you're both Southern. Mm. Is there some common currency, you know?
Always. There's a inflection. There's a... I think that's part of it, too, how we approach rhythm, how you approach feeling, too, you know, how you approach hospitality. Mm-hmm. And this is the same in the music. It really reveals itself this way.
Hospitality is an unusual word, but maybe not an inappropriate one to use in a musical context, because, Charles, it strikes me that whatever your ensemble is, and today it's a duo, but you do still, you know, the recording and the performance on Saturdays with the bass player Ruben Rogers and Eric Harland on drums, there's always space. There's always that sense of there's still room in the music, you know? It's not like we're filling all available space with the notes. That seems to be something that's really important to you.
I think it's quietude, restful alertness, but there's intensity in there. And there's a lot of, of that ineffable that informs us. So we're blessed by to be music makers in this lifetime. And so why would you crowd up all the space with some useless stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also leaves room for us, you know, the listeners, to get in there. Charles Lloyd and Jason Moran are with me. The Charles Lloyd Quartet has the album out called Mirror, and they are playing on Saturday, January 29th at Jazz at Lincoln Center in the Big Hall, the Rose Hall, with Reuben Rogers and Eric Harland. Jason, I mentioned at the top of the segment the best-selling record that Charles cut in the mid-60s called Forest Flower. That was, you know, this surprise crossover, you know, big with the rock audience and the jazz audience. Did you become, I mean, you were not born when that album was was released. At what point did you become aware of it?
When I began listening to jazz in my high school years, or like, yeah, around 13 or 14, my father has his favorite records that you kind of see around the house, you know, the ones that are always at the front of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
And Forest Flower was one of those, so kind of like this yellow cover and this image, you know, like it's a thing that I remember kind of like, I don't know, like paintings that you grew up with, you know. So the image of Forest Flower was always kind of in the forefront. And then later, then I finally did listen to this and was thinking, this sold a million records?
Yeah.
But, you know, not because it's so kind of free. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it wasn't music that was contained. It was so, like, robust with energy.
That's a good point. But you see, during the 60s, you see lines of demarcation were down. And mm-hmm. radio would play me. They would play Jimi Hendrix. They'd play mm-hmm. Ravi Shankar. You know, so it wasn't a... It was like that. Mm. And so there was a moment when you could slip it through the transom, you know.
And in that same moment, you know, where, as you say, Charles, the boundary lines between jazz and rock were sort of blurry, the boundaries between jazz and other forms of especially improvised music from around the world also a bit blurry, and you've crossed those lines frequently over.
Well, there were these groups like the Grateful Dead. They always wanted to be on the show with us because they liked what we were doing, and then they wanted to start improvising because they were like a folk country band mm-hmm. or something, you know. And so it's like this cross-pollination started happening with them. For us, we were bit by the cobra. We had no... Once we had heard Charlie Parker and Billie Holiday and Lester Young and Duke Ellington and all of that, that was our J.S. Bach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that Jason can... I can go up to the rooftop and call my people, and then throughout the ages, they come, and we have... we're found in the music because that's what we do. We're sound seekers.
And sometimes you go back to sounds that are pretty deep in the pocket. For example, Go Down Moses, which is on the new record, and you're going to play for us next. This is a song, Charles, that you have recorded several times.
I approach it differently each time. You know, it's like Picasso making a painting. You know, we're always making a statement about something, you know. And in our case, I think it's a wake-up call to the world, for humanity to be kind to each other and do not do unto others what you not have them do unto you. Also in the South, I heard those spirituals growing up, and they informed me of something very deep. So as the wisdom of the ancients with modernity meet, we still find a place in space and time where we can sing those spirituals because they meant something to us and they inspired us. You know.
And even though it's the saxophone, you feel like you're singing this song.
Oh, I'm always a singer. I'm not a saxophone player.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, that's how classical Indian musicians feel as well. Whatever instrument you're playing, you are singing the tune.
Thank you.
Let's hear this performance of Go Down Moses. It's Charles Lloyd, tenor sax, Jason Moran making his way back to our piano. They are half of the Charles Lloyd Quartet, along with bassist Reuben Rogers and drummer Eric Harland. The album is called Mirror, and it's out now. And here they are, Charles Lloyd, Jason Moran, to play Go Down Moses. Thank you. That is Charles Lloyd, tenor saxophone, Jason Moran at our piano, live on soundcheck, and a version of Go Down Moses. A version featuring the full Charles Lloyd Quartet is on the latest album called Mirror, and the quartet is playing on Saturday, January 29th, at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Hall. Charles, Jason, a real pleasure having you guys here and performing for us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you kindly.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, we'll take a look at the origins and the modern revival of the art of burlesque and a live performance from Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Greg Allman and his band. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Greta Cohn with Daoud Tyler Amin and Nona Willis-Aronowitz. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Christine Werthman. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck. Mm-hmm.